Today, we've been talking about parent-child relationships, so I thought it would be a good opportunity to hear about parenting from my own mom. My mom, Berta, along with our entire family, moved to the United States in the early 1960s from Mexico City because my dad, Dr. Raul Hinojosa, had received a position to teach and to research at the University of Chicago. So my mom stopped by our Harlem studio recently, and she opened up to me about some of the hardships that she went through that I wasn't fully aware of as a kid, and how all of this gave her the fire to embrace a newfound voice, her own, loudly and proudly.
So my husband had come to the States ahead of us to find a place for us to live. And we had four children. Of course, let me tell you how you travel in those days. You travel like if you're going to a cocktail party. I was wearing black patent high heels with a little diamond thing on the one edge of the shoe. And I was wearing a cocktail dress. I remember a dress that I had made. So I am with four kids, high heels, cocktail dress, kids screaming. So we landed in Texas, and here I am with my four kids and the guy at the immigration. He's a huge Texan, or at least he looked humongous to me. He looked like the Hulk. Maria had a little rash on her face.
That's me.
And this guy, immigration guy, said, well, you know, what is this rash? And he called the guy from health department, and they couldn't determine what was on her face. And they said, well, you know, you can go with your three, with these three. But this little one, you know, we're going to keep on quarantine. And I say, absolutely not. We all go together or we don't go. I says, well, sorry, but, you know, we think this little one has the measles. And I said, she doesn't have the measles. Come on. It's just a rash from an allergy. Well, the guy was like, no way. You have to let us go all at the same time or we're not going. All of us or none of us. And then we're given the okay to all of us continue our travel. We arrived, Raul had rented this furnished house, and we arrived and we got kind of settled down. And
this is on the south side of Chicago.
This is on the south side of Chicago.
In the year 1960.
1962. My first shock was the winter, although I had experienced winter before in the States and in Europe. But it was so cold. It was so cold and so gray and so not like Mexico. I had very, very good neighbors that took me under their wing. I guess they felt sorry for me. You know, here is this very young woman. I was 25 and with four kids, and they couldn't believe that I was 25 and with four children.
So I have this memory where my dad was working at the University of Chicago. So in Hyde Park, a lot of academics, intellectuals, it was the 1960s. And you had some women PhD students who were living in the building, and they would see you washing my sister's shoelaces for her little white shoes. You know, I don't know, every week?
Every night I will wash the shoelaces for the, you know, the white shoes, so they will be perfectly white the next day. And I will go out to the back porch and shake the bed sheets. And my neighbors thought that, at first they thought I was crazy. They thought this woman is neurotic. You know, she said, but why do you do that? I said, because that's the way we do it in Mexico. She said, well, we don't do that here, Berta. You have to learn just to let it go and come out and play. Because it was summer then. Boy, and I learned very quickly.
How to play?
Oh, yes. Had to go out and play instead of making beds and cleaning shoes.
One of the things that, for the whole family, Mom, that was, I think, the biggest cultural shock actually came many years later. You had basically gotten bored with being a housewife. And you decided that you wanted to go work. And Dad was not happy.
No, your dad wasn't happy. I wasn't prepared to go to work, but I was prepared to leave the house. So the first step I took was to go and do volunteer work at the University of Chicago. I was surrounded by all these social workers. They embraced me because they needed someone that spoke Spanish. So I was helping Latinos who didn't understand what the doctors were saying. I felt that I was stepping out of the house, but I was still under the shadow of my husband and the protection of my husband.
Can you tell us what the conversations were around you and Dad at that time when you were basically saying, but I want to be an American woman?
I had found myself. That's what happened. And I liked myself. And that's what I said to Raul. And he was like, no, you don't have to go to work, provide enough for the family. My father was, you know, up in arms saying, well, if Raul isn't making enough money, I can always, you know, send you more money. And I said, no, it's not that. It's that I like, I want to work.
And at that point, you were selling clothes in a clothing store, right?
My friend had a boutique, and she told me, why don't you apply it? And I had a wonderful time. It was a very tense situation for my husband because I was out and about, and I was on my own.
That was jealous. He was really jealous, too, right?
He was extremely jealous. I was selling clothes, so I bought a lot of beautiful clothes for myself. It was like a rebirth for me. Although I always looked good, but this time I looked super good. And he was beside himself, which took us into seeing a therapist because we saw our marriage, you know, untangled. I remember the therapist, he arrived there, it was winter, and he took off his hat and sat on the couch with his coat on the entire time. And at the end of the session, the therapist said to him, I understand you're not happy being here. And he said, no, I am not happy being here. But this is something that we have to do, that I have to do, and I'll be coming back. So we managed. We loved each other dearly for always. By then, I had a voice, and I had my own way. Esta noche en corazón.
My mom, Berta Hinojosa. Y no sé si voy.